1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Heavy rains have forced the closure of major highways in Northern California. A report from KOVR-TV reporter Ashley Sharp.
On Highway 99, about 30 people were rescued from stranded vehicles as the highway became impassable very quickly, and about a dozen or so cars had to be left behind. Fire engines came out here to get those people who were trapped to safety overnight. I'm told all of those people were okay. Some of them were standing on their vehicles, on top of their cars, to get away from the water that was rushing inside.
There's been an attack on New York City police officers, says WCBS-TV reporter Christina Fahn.
Officials say a 19-year-old armed with a machete swung at an officer outside a security screening zone, then went after two others.
One officer, an 8-year veteran, suffered a laceration to the head. The second officer, who graduated the police academy on Friday, was also struck in the head, resulting in a skull fracture and large laceration.
One of the officers under attack fired their service weapon, hitting the suspect in the shoulder.
A New Year's Day gas explosion has caused the collapse of homes in Port Richmond, Pennsylvania. Two neighbors spoke with KYW-TV reporter Marcella Baietto after rescuing a victim.
Through the dust and debris, Kimberly and a group of neighbors spotted a leg trapped under a piece of plywood.
Myself and two other gentlemen lifted it up, and lo and behold, it was an older woman, I would say probably in her 80s, in her nightgown.
We pulled her out of the corner house.
Russia marked the new year with new attacks on Ukraine. CBS's Ian Lee is in Mykolaiv, Ukraine.
Shortly after midnight, air raid sirens rang in the new year, only to be replaced by defiant cries, "Glory to Ukraine in 2023.
Speaking with people here, they're optimistic Ukraine will win this year, maybe because the alternative is unthinkable.
Russia launched drone attacks again early on Monday. Hundreds of thousands of people will line the streets of Chile, Pasadena, California Monday for the Rose Parade. Some of them already are saving their spot.
Yeah, it is super cold, but I like the environment. I like that I'm not the only one doing it, so we're all in this together.
The New York Jets were playoff contenders a month ago. Sunday, they lost to the Seattle Seahawks 23-6 and were eliminated from postseason play. For the 12th straight season, the Jets won't be part of the NFL playoffs. That's the longest active drought in the league. The Jets are 7-9. They last reached the postseason in 2011. They'll finish with a losing record for the 7th straight season after losing 5 games. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3966.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We're so grateful that you're here to celebrate the holidays with us and share in our good cheer.
Thank you for listening, and may our hopeful wishes warm you throughout the new year. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media, on air and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 21. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 32. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows dip down to about 29. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 29.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And by the way, if we're going to talk about crime, maybe we ought to talk about the crimes committed by their former president down at Mar-a-Lago and elsewhere. And let's remember, when they use crime, they're often using it as a pretext to talk about race. And in my own district, the local NAACP and community leaders are up in arms this morning because the big outside dark money groups are sending around flyers that are only African Americans pictured committing crimes. So we know what they're doing. This isn't just a debate about crime. This is an avenue into an ugly conversation where they're trying to use race to divide Americans. So it's about public safety, yeah, of course, but let's also call it what it is.
Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, like a barnacle on the bottom of the SS Stephanie, Ron is still here. But well, thank God for Frangela. Oh, professionals.
I think we got your number.
Frangela.
I think we got you all with us.
Frangela. Hope you got them.
In the basement way down under.
Frangela.
But you really don't remember. Was it something Stephanie said? All those voices in her head. Calling Frangela.
Frangela.
Ready to go for Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour tomorrow. Ron is still here because I'm sure you have a favorite Ron on the Road Sexy Liberal Tour story, don't you?
Cheese curds.
That's what I said. Cheese curds.
Oh, in Madison?
Yeah. Wisconsin.
Yeah. What is that story? I hadn't heard that.
Chris
I've
is
never
gonna...
seen a person more focused in my life on getting some cheese curds than this man.
Have you ever seen, like, when surgeons, like, they show surgeons and they're like, listening to music and stuff? That's not Ron. Mm-mm. Not when there's cheese curds on the line.
No, when there's cheese.
No.
Yeah.
No radio. No talking about nothing else. We waited in line to get into this restaurant.
Yeah.
You couldn't stand the waiting, except you went on a walk.
Yeah.
You kept walking around the block. And Ron was like, if she messes up us getting to our table and I don't get these cheese curds.
Yeah. You know what?
There's
you
going
don't,
to be hell to pay.
The thing is, you don't, you went there for the hungry years, Sexy Liberal Tour, when... The very first show in Madison,
no
the very
thing?
First show with Hal
we
and
couldn't
John.
Afford it.
Yeah. Ron rented absolutely the smallest rental car that was possible to rent. And John Fugelsang, as you know, has the longest penis, but also legs in the world. And so he was in the back seat, like it was like a gynecologist, because his legs had to go up to the front seat where Hal and I were squished. Because that was the only car apparently we could afford was the So that was the pre-cheese years, Frangela. You were here at least for the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the one he rented that truck that one time? Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it was really suspicious. Like, maybe he was a serial killer using the tour as a cover and the truck was to transport bodies.
Jesus.
I mean, granted, it was free government cheese because, you know, we're liberal socialists. But still, you got here for the cheese.
Nothing tastes better than rich people's cheese.
Mm, yummy.
Did you hear Ron's fascinating story about the white bread sandwich on the plane?
I did. Yeah. I was going to recount it to Frances later. I thought that she would enjoy it. It'd be a nice little jolt for the afternoon.
Mm.
Ron was on the plane, girl, and they gave us sandwiches with just plain old white bread.
What?
No condiments.
Not even a pretzel bread or a rye, maybe.
Oh, and there was no mustard or mayo.
Yeah.
And on American, I'm just saying I think this is a racist plot. There's something. It's part of the white supremacy infecting America. Who serves just a white bread sandwich? What is going on with the return of white bread?
Are you sure? You sure you want on one of the Santa's planes?
The Santa's planes.
I don't know, but at Avis, I looked at my car and it had shock, shock, shock. Florida plates. I almost returned it because it was like I can't drive around Los Angeles in a car that has Florida plates.
I didn't even know Avis was still around.
Well, I got to tell you, they shouldn't be because my car had all kinds of electronic problems. But we're not going to talk about that because we're focused on sandwiches.
Oh, my God. Please give me the rope to hang myself again. Frangela, here's my favorite. Besides all the magic and brilliance you bring to the Sexy Liberal Tour and the glee audiences feel when they see you live, is that this is the first time on the tour that somebody, I'm not going to say who, Angela, actually, I remember, I don't know where we were, but just went, shut up, Ron! I don't remember why, but it was, oh my God, it was like years, it was backed up in me for years. I don't remember why.
I don't remember either, but I do remember losing it. I have moments.
Why was it? I don't remember, but it was, oh God, it was so cleansing for all of us. It was like a colon blow for my soul.
You know what? You get tense on tour. You can get a little crusty.
But now we have a wonderful relationship.
Right.
We do.
Yeah, you worked it out.
In New York and Los Angeles, and it's been...
it's the best marriage, y'all. I'm going to tell you something. This is
really
the best your marriage has ever been.
It really improved the marriage.
This is the best your marriage has ever been.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really
Can I just say, you guys are the, you know, my backup and my backup. Like, you're my, you know... My like friends, like I know that was for me, Angela. I know that it was backed up because you were there every time Ron calls or texts me, either when we're supposed to be in the lobby and I'm rushing to get ready to go down. Okay, you're supposed to be here in 5 minutes, and I'm like, I know.
An elevator,
right? Or has he ever, without fail, not texted me while we're in the security line at the airport and knocked my airline ticket off my phone?
Right.
Okay. Are you through security? Yeah. And
He's watching you. I think he knows exactly where you are.
Right.
Yeah. No. He's got that life 360 like my husband has on our child. Like, so wherever you are. You know, she's like, Stephanie's coming down the elevator.
This will be funny. I'm going to text her 911 while she got that coffee precariously balanced on her van.
No, 18 years. Every time, 5 to 10 minutes before I'm supposed to be in the lobby. Okay.
Where are you?
Calling to know if you know what time it is. I'm like, yes, it's the time where I'm trying to gather all my stuff to get down in the lobby time. Anyway, Angela, I'm just going to say that shut up, Ron, was for me. I don't know where it was. I don't remember what city.
Do you know the good news? The good news is we can have that whole scenario all over again, you know, right here.
Sexy liberal music. Yes. Pam's going to be there, Frangela. Steph, I'm so excited to see you guys tomorrow night. I bought my ticket for my iPad to watch and later, and a ticket for my honey on her computer so we could watch together live on the big screen. She has not seen you, and I have already twice in person. It'll be great to have all of you and the mooks at my house.
Yay.
Pam. With a pay-per-view ticket, right? At home. You can wear your at-home COVID clothes. You can do it naked.
And every time you buy a ticket, a black person is made happy and whole.
Yes.
Kind of like an angel.
A black angel gets its wings.
There you go.
Right? That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you should be doing.
Yeah. Frangela is a black-owned business, I will have you know. Blackity, blackity, black.
We own all this.
All of it.
Well, I mean, we rent it, but...
Okay, final word, idiot.
But we have leases.
Sexy Liberal Podcast Network, live on stage tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Frangela Live is just... it is barely survivable. You know who can testify? Kevin in Chicago, who just saw them. It's Sexy Liberal Chicago. Hello, Kevin. 2, 3.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Frangela is black?
I know.
We are colorblind here at the Stephanie Miller Show. The Sexy Liberals don't see color. Except the white bread.
Well, I
sandwiches.
I wanted to call for a few reasons. I wanted to say break a leg tomorrow at the LH Save Democracy Tour show. I know it's going to be fabulous. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet.
Thank you. Ron urges you to buy the t-shirt at stephaniemiller.com or sexyliberal.com. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And if you can't be there, obviously get the virtual. I know you have been saying it, but I am just confirming that everyone will enjoy themselves.
Yes.
I have to say, during the telling of the sandwich story. Hi, Ron.
Hello.
during the telling of the story. So, As you're talking about like the rope and everything, I just had this vision of Archie Bunker miming like opening the pill bottle or loading the gun, and every time Edith told a story.
We will ask Meathead about that tomorrow night.
That's
Rob
right.
Reiner.
Yeah,
those were great moments. His object work, loading the gun. Like
Travis's legs were just swinging in the wind halfway through the sandwich story. Yeah.
Well, and speaking of Travis, hi Travis.
Hi.
I really enjoyed your podcast on your interview with Bob Setska.
Oh my god!
I was able to listen to it in its entirety.
Oh,
it
god.
It did get me all the way my drive from Chicago.
That was like
to
the
Miami.
Sandwich story, but spoken entirely. In
did
nerd.
You understand a single word of it though? That's the most important thing, Kevin.
Most of it. It was a long 8-hour drive.
But did you cut Bob off?
I
what happened?
Did they get through the entire Marvel and whatever the other DC universe?
Do you know what's surprising? Two things surprised me. One, they were not able to cover absolutely everything.
It's
and
too much.
Two, I am shocked at Travis's restraint, and I congratulate you for not dropping several F-bombs on the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right.
Oh, yeah, there's
you got a little potty mouth.
Oh, yeah, no, I use them strategically.
Yeah. Oh, he's like a Fleet Week sailor. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a village person, Fleet Week sailor. All right, Kevin, this has been fantastic. Thanks so much.
I didn't get a hi.
Love you. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kevin.
He's playing hard to get.
Why are we all like little sad foster children this morning?
Yes, we are.
I didn't get a hi.
I know what you're asking. It's like asking for ice cream in the back seat. I know what you want. You want What the Hell, Herschel. And here it is, this week's episode. What the hell, Herschel? Is this a bike? This is better almost than the sandwich story, but it's about bikes.
Okay. I am pre-ashamed.
Okay.
I haven't even heard it yet, and I'm ashamed.
That's like pre-paying? Okay.
Here we go. Don't let them ride your bike no more, Senator. Get that saddle off your bike and straighten your bike up. You letting that president ride your bike. You doing everything they tell you to do. Hey, let me tell you, I don't dance and sing for nobody. I never have. I'm from Wrightsville, Georgia. The Lord has washed me in the blood of Jesus. So right now, I know I represent Georgia. And when I come out, I'm ready to represent Georgia today.
Oh my God.
Would you like to pick that apart like a big biscuit?
So this is the thing. I think this fake badge thing is getting worse by the day.
Yeah.
Because now he thinks he's already a senator, it sounds like.
Yes.
Sounds like he thinks he's already got that. Does anybody know about this bike metaphor? Am I just not culturally literate?
I think he was calling Raphael Warnock a tap dancer.
What's the bike riding that I don't understand?
He said, No.
The biggest shucker and jiver talking about he not the dancer?
Yeah.
No.
Whoa, look down at your feet. Can you not hear the clickety-clack of the tap dancing?
No, that is like Aunt Jemima being like, you don't know, everybody else's biscuits are really good. Like, that doesn't even make sense. No. He is, let me tell you something. That is a trip. But you do have to say, Francis, he tap danced, made biscuits, made sure his master's feet were nice and warm and toasty, said that at the
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
But during that, he talked about how he would dance and stand on his head.
He would dance for the people.
For people to take photos with. So now he's saying that he's never done that.
Let me tell you something. Consistency is not a hobgoblin of his. He has no problem.
Francis gets a little bit smaller with every Herschel Walker story. Her soul shrinks.
It does.
To just half the size of the little poltergeist lady.
Well, we do
every Herschel Walker story.
We've got more Herschel.
I know we do. We'll have to wait for that. We have to take a. Okay.
I collect little mammies. Little mammies. I'm showing one. If you're on Free Speech TV, you can see it. I collect little mammies. And for me, it's a way for me to remember this country's history and never get it twisted, right?
Right.
And so but they're around here. I take them down usually or move them out the way so people don't have to be affronted with them so early in the morning. This is the one I named Herschel.
You should do like I do with my Legos on my Instagram and just take a mammy and take photos of her everywhere.
Yeah. Do you have an extra for Francis?
That's what Herschel is. That's a really good account. Yeah.
Do you have one to send to Frances? Because I feel like in her eyes, she's a little dead inside now. Just there was one too many Herschel Walker sound bites, and it's,
They just get worse.
Be over.
Yeah, it just, I mean, he's going to straight up tap dance. Like, it's just not, he is, and we all know it. He's going to come out one day, I swear, I'm waiting for the KFC tie-in. Like, I just can't.
All right, we have the Stephen Colbert prank call to Herschel.
Yes.
To ask for his help in an investigation.
I heard about this.
Okay, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Fridays with Frangela, that's what it is, brought to you by Jen Yussel.
Oh.
Why, Ron? Because people post like 10-year-old, like 10-year anniversary sexy liberal pictures. Jen Yussel, cheating. It's what it is. It's cheating.
Yeah, I'm freshly Jen Yussel this morning.
Taking pictures of all those people tomorrow night at the meet and greet. You're going to want your face to look good.
Right. This is, it's like a filter, but it's, I'm telling you, the under eye, the morning radio package, under eye and dark circle creams, amazing. Right now, only $25 for Jen Yussel. What?
Whoa!
Ron, you look shocked. Why? Because we are offering our personal shopper concierge service, and that's why they're offering all of their bestsellers for only $25. That is a ridiculous discount. Does that almost makes you seize up, doesn't it, Ron?
You want to look good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You can get your own personal shopper on top of it, right? No login, no passwords. You can text. You can email from your couch, right? And there you go. $25 for the most effective skincare in the world. Take care of all your skincare needs. I'll go show you my display. We revolve, right? We have the XV cream. We have the retinol cream. We have the neck cream. Oh, it's in your little baggie. Look at you. He has the Manzas cream. Okay. Immediate effects, guaranteed results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. Go to genucel.com/Stephanie. That's GENUCEL.com/Stephanie. Every most popular package automatically upgraded to free shipping. genucel.com/Stephanie.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bombas makes socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do they feel so good? Well, because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovation like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. It's better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over and over again. How does Bombas do good? Well, for every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back to those in need. So far, Bombas has been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that is bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good, and it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at checkout, STEPHANIE. At bombas.com. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives? These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Ah, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bound!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage! Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I get it. For Rich Uncle Moneybags, who has now fled the interview. He fled the interview.
He almost tripped over the step.
I know. I almost got the life insurance money.
I know.
Damn. Oh, he's still standing. Oh, well. Okay, Krista in Pasadena. So excited to see Frangela live tomorrow. Hi, Krista.
Hi. How are you guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to come and see you guys. I have not been able to see one of these shows yet.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, yay.
The little old lady from Pasadena is coming. Everybody,
that's right. Yes,
she's younger than you.
I have definitely aged over this COVID experience.
Yeah, so, haven't we all?
Well, we're gonna make you laugh and laugh and forget every one of those COVID years, girl.
I am so excited. So I do have. I got my all my my booster. I even got a flu shot the other day just to make sure.
Me too.
That I'm prepared.
Me too. Yep.
Yeah.
You know. So
it's like shopping
to, make sure that they do that.
Yes, five shots is the new 800 anyway. Credit score. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So I hope that, are you guys actually checking cards? Because I feel like nobody actually checks them, and I, kind of want to show mine off.
I don't think they're checking cards, but they're encouraging. Huh.
Yeah, vaccine and masking is, yes, encouraged.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
we can't wait.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to see you guys. I got to meet you guys at your last Free Speech TV.
Oh.
Before the pandemic, and then we did it a couple times on Zoom.
That's right.
So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, Free Speech TV daytime drinking that we disguise as a lunch.
That's right.
Yes. All right.
We took some penicillins together.
That was a lot of day drinking. Yeah.
All right. Love you, Krista. See you tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. There she goes. All right. Do we have time? No, we don't have time. But, now you're going to have to wait for your next What the Hell Herschel. But let's talk to Kate. What? Kate in Milwaukee will be their pay-per-view, I assume.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
It's been an extraordinary year, and we're extremely grateful for your listenership. Thank you, and cheers to new beginnings. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media on air and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 21. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 32. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows dip down to about 29. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 29.
good law enforcement, and we're doing that. We have a plan to give you safer streets. The other side has a ploy to use crime and really race to try to win an election. That's what's at stake. That's one of the differences between mainstream Democrats and MAGA Republicans. This is a choice between whether we go down these dark roads where we are dividing people one against another. That's an old playbook. It's a dark one. It's won some political races through history, let's be honest. But that's what's at stake.
Yeah. Sean Patrick Maloney, Fridays with Frangela. He makes some really good points. I mean, I keep saying they aren't bothering with a dog whistle anymore. It's a dog foghorn, right?
I mean, it's... I don't know if I mistakenly somehow watched a Dodgers game. And all of the ads... almost every commercial break was this absolutely disgusting anti-immigration ad that was like, I thought it would have been an SNL parody.
Right.
Because they literally say they are taking your jobs. They are criminals and rapists. Like there's no, it was absolutely amazing to me. And I remember being upset about Willie Horton being darkened.
Right.
And I'm like, this is like straight up lynch mob talk.
Yeah. Did you see any of the video of the, what is it, Ron DeSantis's election integrity force that
we talked about it this week on The Final Word.
Mm-hmm. So it's all people of color that he makes a big show, he has a big press conference, uses human props again. And by the way, these are people that thought they could vote. They were told to vote
by the parole officers.
Were given their registration form, one man said, by the probation officer parole officer.
Yeah, and there's no video of the white residents of the village who committed election fraud voting for Trump twice, right?
No, I mean, and they had to take a civics class.
Yeah. But Ron DeSantis is just outwardly using brown people as human props. Mm-hmm. It's so disgusting, whether it's, the migrants he shipped to Martha's Vineyard or this latest thing, right?
The GOP just keeps on saying more, feed us more. We love this. This is wonderful. This is exactly what we want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And people, you have to prove them wrong. And you have to prove them wrong.
We were talking off air just about Kanye West, and Tucker Carlson gave him almost his whole show.
Yeah,
gave him a platform of almost an hour. And we were saying edited out like a lot of the anti-Semitic stuff. And apparently Fox News was freaked out that footage leaked. Right?
Kanye West is mentally ill.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what he's, if you sat here and gave a mentally ill person a platform, we would all call you out, Stephanie. Everybody out here in this world will be calling you out. Tucker Carlson is sitting there and allowing somebody who's mentally ill.
That's right.
Yeah.
To promote some of the worst ideology simply because he's black.
Yeah.
No, he is a cover for their racism. He's like, look, it's okay to be racist. This black person is.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Frangela.
Good morning.
And, two quick things. I'm going to talk about, Lord, Herschel, but I just want to say the first thing. Would you talk about Fox Noise and Sucker Carlson and the Florida governor and so on? The horrific thing, though, that we can't cover up is that it works. It wouldn't mean anything if the crap they pull didn't work. So, unfortunately, enough of our fellow Americans are all in with this stuff and believe it. And that's one of the reasons why we would have to sweat this election, which is disgusting. But getting to Herschel, it takes a lot. As I said before, I think we do this to each other too much, in terms of calling people Toms and sellouts. So I normally don't do that. But in Herschel's case,
you'll make an exception. Yes.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Yeah. And this is the type of brother that would make Stephen from the Django walk and say, get your Uncle Tom ass out my face. I mean,
As Carlos said, he's Uncle Tom's uncle.
Yeah. And the thing that makes me upset is that he is the poster boy for the stereotype of what these type of people usually, they would hold up a Herschel, a big, biscuit-eating, mush-mouth-talking, unintelligent individual who slings a lot of babies all over the place, unwed. They would use him as the poster boy of the type of black person you're not supposed to be like. And yet they
And he puts it on. You've heard him do it. In the middle of a discussion, he will amp up the pancake yep. making. It
yeah,
starts
the call
out like
switching. The call switching in the other direction.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he'll go from never sounding absolutely intelligent or sane, but he'll go from sort of this voice to ooh child in like record time.
So
nobody enjoys calling him out, but this is the thing I have learned in my life, my short, very young life, is that not addressing other people's bad behavior does not make you good.
Yeah. I know Donald Trump has set a new, I don't know if it's a bar, but the lying. The badge is just one of the things, but it's just, I have heard interviews of voters on the ground, like you think, oh God, have we hit some kind of, because they're like, oh, he's a liar. I mean, and some of these were even Republican voters. They were, because he's just, I mean, if it's possible to be worse than Trump about more and more outrageous lies and then lies on top of lies, it's okay.
It's sad because he's not even getting money, as is typical of like plastic and zirconia. They're the same thing, like allowing themselves to be used, and they're not even getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're not even, Trump gets paid. Yeah. Okay, for his lying and his grift, and he is on it 24/7.
Yeah,
but they're just getting used.
Yeah,
yeah.
This was so I haven't heard this yet, but this is they called from Stephen Colbert's show to ask him to investigate
on Paramount Plus. There's a show called Tuning Out the News. It's Stephen Colbert's an animated news parody show.
Right,
and they tried calling Herschel, and he picked up the phone.
Okay.
Hello.
Mr. Walker, hey, this is James Smartwood from Big News. Do you have a second to chat?
What paper are you writing at?
It's Big News. Basically, what I wanted to do was I wanted to report a crime. I left my window down in my car last night. Someone stole my laptop out of the passenger seat, and so I'm just trying to figure out if there's any way in your, as someone who's a law enforcement person, if there's any way you could take a look at it.
Well, I tell you what we'll do is... we'll report your thing and all that and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be great. But what we'll do is, you've got a number I can call?
Yeah, sure. One second. It's
Wait. Let me get this.
Sure. No, I mean, if it is something you could take care of, is it something where you could go down there and kind of get some fingerprints, check out the security cameras and all that?
You said
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Five, six. But I'm just trying to, the main thing though is I want to get to this laptop. Is there any chance you could hop in the squad car, flick on the siren, come down here, and maybe like go undercover or something?
What can you do? Can you do anything?
No, I mean, I'm not actually in, I think that's, I don't have the authority.
Let me call you this number here.
That sounds great. All right, thank you, sir.
Okay.
I gave him the wrong number. Yeah. I don't want him having my number.
Oh, absolutely not.
That you know what I think what Herschel's discovered here is that what I'm going to say, I don't think 911 does this enough. I don't think they say, what can you do?
Exactly.
enough when people call. When they say, I'm having an emergency, something's breaking, they go, but what can you do? Let me not take your agency. What can you do?
As people have done a lot of sketch comedy, it just pass parody this midterm like a long time ago. Did you see the thing with the other?
I was on the phone to Angela the other day. I said, I don't know what we're going to do.
We're trying to write a set, and then he's doing material that's so much better.
Did you see
that's
him
so
with the big the Buford Pusser sheriff that he did? I was like, is this real that they're both standing there with the.
Okay. And I love him being like, I'll do that. We'll do all that and all that. That's what the police work is and all that. That's just, that's how it works. You just go, we're going to do and all that. And then what can you do? why does he also always sound like he just woke up?
Right.
Like,
always.
Always.
I'm going to tell you, why? And it's enough. And I said this off air and I'll say it on air. When this man passes away, yep. And they are able to look into his brain and know that he had CTE.
Yeah.
That is why he sounds like he just woke up, Angela. That is why he held a gun to his wife's head.
Well,
that is why he's running out here. One of the reasons that he's able to be manipulated by the GOP is because there is something wrong with him. And we refuse in this society to do anything about it. just like Kanye West.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you got to remember that when people Black Lives Matter and the George Floyd protests, we are all still there. All of us, all of those people, all of us marching, yeah. all of those people supporting those marchers, the moms and the dads with their lawnmowers, all that, we are all still here. They just don't put the mic in front of our
yeah.
faces.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to pick a most offensive thing Kanye said, but that George Floyd died of fentanyl. Which is just a right-wing talking point. Yeah. And so I'm glad his family's suing, you know?
Yeah.
Because we saw it. He died of 9 minutes on his neck. That's what, you know, it's just...
Stephanie?
Yeah.
The trauma this country, the world went through watching that. How it is in the same caliber as what's-his-face, who just got sued for $1 billion, saying that Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
No, yeah, thank you. Alex Jones.
Yeah.
It's, you know what? It's in that same thing. To sit there and say that after we watch this man put a knee in this man's neck for, you know, in an interminable amount.
That's your alarm to get up for Stephanie Miller.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, you think you're on in 15 minutes, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
But we're on in our sleep. We're that good. Not even awake. My favorite of this country using Black people this way, I cannot even tell you.
My favorite thing of the week was the picture of Val Demings with her badge going, this one's real.
This is real.
And then bitch slapping Marco Rubio into the middle of the next election cycle.
Ooh,
right?
Ooh, I would give anything if you have money to give to these campaigns. Please
especially
do
the
it.
Black women.
Ooh.
Let's talk about Stacey Abrams. Let's talk about Val Demings. Let's talk about our sister running in Iowa for governor.
Jeer.
North Carolina.
Oh my God, it's my sister's district. She's campaigning for Sherry Beasley. Oh my God, I'm so praying on that one. She is so fantastic and she's up like 1 point now. I mean, it's yes. neck and neck. Yeah.
And don't trust this polling because Hillary would be president. Remember that.
Right.
like they want to keep this looking tighter than it is. I really, and I know I tend to be a little naive about this, but I do not believe that this country, we watched these protests, we watched how people, I do not believe that anywhere near a majority of this country wants this country to be that. I really don't.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I think it's a lot closer than you think.
Yeah. I think, listen, you know what I think? I think we're going to save democracy tomorrow night is what I think.
Okay.
Sexyliberal.com.
Again.
Save democracy
again.
Tour. Again. You're welcome. Okay. Get your tickets now. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Ding, 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 ding. What's in that there?
Vital Reds from
yes.
Dr. Gundry.
Dr.
Yep.
Gundry. We got to talk to him this week. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a renowned heart surgeon,
yeah.
but he's done like the massive amounts of research. He had one patient that like cleared his own arteries by losing a ton of weight and changing up his diet. And a lot of the stuff that's right in here. Did you watch me stumble across Amazon going, what the hell has happened?
What, to buy. Yeah.
What do I got
well,
to
how
what's
do
got
I get,
to be
what
did?
Do
I buy
best?
Multi? Do I need a right? Everything. B vitamins, probiotics, everything you need right in there. 25 unique red superfoods to help fight fatigue, boost energy, keep your heart healthy, and support longevity. For a limited time, save up to 46%. Try it with mama. Energyatanyage.com/liberal. I am 1,000 years older than when we started this tour. And look at me, still going.
That's right.
Energyatanyage.com/liberal, even if you're lying about your age. Nobody here.
Who would do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Or you can text liberal to 511-511. Start feeling revitalized today. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort
and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most. Like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Blend. Nature's Blend. It's Nature's Blend by Dr. Marty.
Yes.
Pioneer in canine nutrition for 11 billion years.
Yeah.
Just saying he's been doing this a long time.
He
right?
knows what he's doing.
Right? Some of the most common ingredients in many dog foods, meat meal. It was in the dog food I was feeding for years. I thought it was a great food. Ew. Yeah. It could be supermarket scraps or
burnt, you know, meat dust,
gristle,
wood pulp.
No.
Okay, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw dog food that contains zero artificial preservatives, fillers, or meat meal. It is made with premium cuts of meat. Mm-hmm. That's the first four ingredients, meat, and more meat.
Yep.
Okay.
Different kinds of meat. Thank you. Okay. It is all designed to support your dog's playful energy, healthy skin, silky coat, easy digestion, which is code for fantastic poops.
Yes.
Nice firm ones.
Nice and solid.
It's very exciting. Okay. Nature's Blend is pantry safe. It's easy to prepare, and they love it, love it, love it. For a limited time, save 54% off your dog supply of Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. 53 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela, sexy liberal. Los Angeles tomorrow night. You can watch a pay-per-view from anywhere in the world at sexyliberal.com, or come out and see us live here in L.A. with Rob Reiner, Glenn Kirshner, who's right in the next room there.
He's actually on your weight machines working out right now.
Of course he is. Wow.
How many people are staying at your house?
Yeah, it is a Benny Hill episode. It really is. There's a lot of large-breasted women, a lot of slamming doors.
It's a backstage farce.
Yeah.
Glenn ran into Rich Uncle Moneybags coming in.
Yeah.
So that's already happened.
Slamming doors. Right. Exactly. Okay. We always hurt the ones we love the best, Frangela, and that's why I must inflict QAnon Veronica on you, Lauren Boebert.
This one's just special, this
okay.
first one.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I just want to start really with two words. Let's go, Brandon.
Two words?
That's three words.
That's three
and
words.
Also, that's nice. That's where we are in politics is, you know, the president is pretty much their platform.
But she segued. Yeah. She segued into this, though. That's what's even more impressive. She segued.
Because we just heard Herschel tell us how he's bathed in Jesus's
right,
blood.
And she just said, "Let's go, Brandon," something. Which we know is code for.
Right. Okay.
In all seriousness, there is a calling on each and every one of you to be involved and to rise up. It is an honor to serve in this time. I believe that. Many of us in this room believe that we are in the last of the last days.
Oh, God.
And that's not a time to complain. That's not a time to grumble, to be dismayed, to be disheartened, but a time to rejoice. You get to be a part of ushering in the second coming of
God.
Jesus.
They want it. They want the second coming. They want the world
desperate.
To end.
I'm telling you, this. We said, I talked about this on our podcast. It's this born again, I have no sin, I can do no wrong mentality, that everything that I've ever done wrong has been pushed to the side, and now I'm a warrior.
Right.
You know?
This but those of us who went to Catholic school know better.
We know better!
There is no 12 such years, thing as redemption.
12 years hard time. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get to redeem yourself. You don't get to say, okay, my slate's clean. That's not how it works, even if you are white.
See,
that isn't how it works.
But them blowing up Social Security and Medicare kind of makes sense if you're running on a rapture platform.
That's right.
We're not going to need it.
Bye-bye. Yeah, why would we need it?
I need people to stop critiquing, and not stop critiquing, because I think we should be open to a critique and listening to ourselves and learning, but to just stop the messaging issue that I keep seeing on the news, like, oh, it's the Democrats. Are they messaging right? Are they messaging right? There's one message here. These are fascist, crazy people. These are fascist, crazy, anti-Semitic, you know, racist, crazy people. Like, that is the issue. Do you want to live in a country that's an actual democracy in any way?
I just,
or do you want people making health decisions for you based on their religious perceptions?
Right. I mean, I keep saying the midterm is about objective reality. It's about objective reality. It's like, you know, election deniers, you know, vaccine, COVID deniers. The people that think women should not be able to control their own bodies. This could not be a starker choice, could it?
No, not at all. But see, this is what gives me hope. Things like that racist conservative dating app they tried to start, and they couldn't get any women on it.
They couldn't get their own women on it.
Because this is the thing.
Some women were like, no, we don't like you.
Because they talky-talk one talk, and then they go in the booth and vote to protect their own bodies.
Yeah.
That is what's happened in the past, and I believe that is going to happen again. But that is not a reason to not get everything. Don't let me find out you didn't vote.
Don't let
me find it out.
Listen, can I, you know how you just like, what did you say? Did you pre-apologize? You felt pre-ashamed.
I was pre-shamed.
Yeah, I would like to pre-apologize if white women this up again. But don't, because I thought I saw one poll saying women going back towards Republicans. I'm like, no, you can't. This cannot happen. Right? I mean, we are fully on in the Handmaid's Tale with story after story. I have got to believe in a pink tsunami for Democrats, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, and they're going to challenge it. So do like, I like you. I got my text from the Secretary of State saying my vote was counted and I was on my way to check it. I was like, good. Thank you. Now I don't have to check it. Thank you. But I'm going to check it every day.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep checking.
Yeah.
Don't let these people take your vote.
Sexyliberal.com. Get those tickets to see Frangela live tomorrow night at the Sexy Liberal finale. We love you, Frangela.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge-watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide
Prevention. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.